But in good Christian people all, mark what I say, both old and young, unto the general judgment day, I think it is not very long. A wonder strange I shall relate, I think the like was never shown, in Westmoreland, in Tridenton, of such a thing was never known. One Gabriel Harding lived of late, as may to all men just appear, whose yearly rent by just account came to £500 a year. This man he had a virtuous wife, to godly ways her mind did give, yet he as rude a wicked wench as in this sinful land did live. Much news of him I will relate, the like no mortal man did hear. 'Tis very new and also true, therefore good Christians all give ear. One time this man he came home drunk, as he used, which made his wife to weep, who straightway took him by the hand, saying, "Dear husband, lie down and sleep." She lovingly took him by the arms, thinking in safety him to guide. A blow he struck her on the breast, the woman straight sunk down and died. The children with mournful cries, they run into the open street. They wept, they wailed, they wrung their hands, to all good Christians they did meet. The people then they all ran forth, saying, "Children, why make you such moan? Oh, make your haste unto our house, our dear mother is dead and gone. Our father hath our mother killed." The children they cried then, the people then they all made haste, and laid their hands upon the man. He presently denied the same, said, "From guilty murder I am free. If I did that wicked deed," he said, "some example I wish may be seen by me." Thus he forswore the wicked deed of this dear wife's untimely death. Quoth the people, "Let's conclude with speed, that for the coroner we may send. Mark what I say, the doors fast shut, the people, the children did deplore. But straight they heard a man to speak, and one stood knocking at the door. One in the house to the door made haste, hearing a man to knock and call. The door was open presently, and in he came amongst them all. 'By your leave, good people,' then he said, 'may a stranger with you have some talk. A dead woman I am come to see, into the room I pray, sir, walk.' His eyes like to the stars did shine, he was clothed in a bright grass green, his cheeks was of a crimson red, for such a man was seldom seen. Unto the people then he spoke, 'Mark well these words which I shall say, for no coroner you shall send, I'm judge and jury here this day. Bring hither the man that did the deed, and firmly hath denied the same.' They brought him into the room with speed, to answer to this deed with shame. 'Now come, O wretched man,' quoth he, 'with shame before thy neighbors all. Thy body thou hast brought to misery, thy soul into a deeper thrall. Thy chiefest delight was drunkenness, and lewd women, O cursed sin. Blasphemous oaths and curses vile, a long time thou hast wallowed in. Thy neighbors thou wouldst set at strife, and always griping of the poor. Besides, thou hast murdered thy wife, a fearful death thou diest, therefore. Fear nothing, good people, then, he said, a sight presently will appear. Let all your trust be in the Lord, no harm shall be while I am here. Then in the room the devil appeared, like a brave gentleman did stand. Satan, quoth he, that was the judge, do no more than thou hast command. The devil then he straight laid hold on him that had murdered his wife. His neck in sunder then he broke, and thus did end his wretched life. The devil then he vanished quite from the people in the hall, which made the people much afraid, yet no one had no hurt at all. Then straight a pleasant melody of music straight was heard to sound. It ravished the hearts of those stood by, so sweet the music did abound. Now, quoth this gallant man in green, with you I can no longer stay. My love I leave, my leave I take, the time is come I must away. Be sure to love each other well, keep in your breast what I do say. It is the way to go to heaven, when you shall rise at judgment day. The people to their homes did go, which had this mighty wonder seen, and said it was an angel sure, that thus was clothed all in green. And thus the news from Westmoreland I have related to you o'er. I think it is as strange a thing as ever man did hear before.